All right. Hey, dude. Hey. Perfect. We're finally live. Oh, my gosh. I tried to record this like twice and nothing was happening. So I'm glad we figured it out. But hello. Welcome to the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. It has been a hot second since anything has been uploaded on here. So a break was needed, but now we are back randomly when the inspiration strikes. So hello, my name is Jessie Wallacher. I am an athletic mindset coach, and I help competitive and athletic women overcome and completely avoid burnout by changing the way they view health and life. So we are on the Brain Dump Diaries podcast, which is my area to just dump out whatever is on my mind, whatever it is that I am thinking of and working through, and yeah, that's what's going to happen today. So just a side note, because this is the Brain Dump Diaries podcast and anything can go, there is a beautiful spider's web in the corner of my room that I've only recently noticed because the sun is hitting it just right. And I never saw the spider, but now I see the spider and he's kind of big. So we're going to let that be. But what I wanted to chat with you about today is something that actually came up when I was writing my Monday morning email for my clients. So one of the perks, I guess you would say, I would say, of working with me privately is that the moment you sign up with me, you get Monday morning emails, which is just motivation, inspiration. I guess it's more just getting your mind in the right place. So no matter what you're going through, I try to take inspiration from not only myself, but the clients that I'm working with, people around my life, and like just send out a letter of like encouragement, basically. And when you sign up working with me privately, you get that for life. So I did hit a couple bumps in the road this past year where I went about a month or two without writing my Monday mornings, but they are back in action and everything. And this, and Monday's topic, so I'm recording this on Saturday, but Monday's topic really just came to me out of, I don't really know where, but I know I've been personally working on a lot of things, and I have been officially creating my forgiveness course. I know I talked about it a little bit on here before and have talked about it before on all my socials, links above or below or wherever. Feel free to follow me there and hear more about it. But about 2 years ago is when all of this kind of started. I was going through some relationship stuff, and I was sick and tired of repeating the same thing over and over again. And I was ready for change. I was sick and tired of waiting for somebody else to fix it for me, or waiting for the right answer or the hidden trick or just that aha moment, and decided, you know what? I am in charge of my life. I am in control, and I am done with this thing being repeated over and over again. So I'm going to work on changing it. And over the next couple of days, less than 2 weeks, I was able to forgive something that had haunted me for years, something that I felt was a part of my identity, something that I hate to say it, I sadly embraced that this was just like how it was and this is how it is. And yeah, I would love for it to be different, but this is just my reality and I have to be okay with that. But I was done being okay with it. I was done wishing and hoping and wanting a different outcome when a new guy would come around and it would just be the same old thing. And I worked through it, and I worked on forgiving each and every person that had hurt me or had negatively affected my life moving forward, and then also working on thanking them. And that brought a lot of liberation. So it wasn't necessarily I like okayed what they had done to me or just kind of pushed it under the rug, but I owned up to it. I didn't take responsibility because it wasn't all my fault, but I did take responsibility for my past. And I wasn't going to look at it in shame. I wasn't going to look at it in a negative light as something that I wish would never have happened. Because when it came down to it, if I looked at where I'm at now and the lessons I learned from those situations, would I really want to give it all away? Would I really want to have changed it to not have the outcome and not have the life that I'm at now? And as painful as it is, I would not, because those experiences crafted and changed and transformed me into who I am. And they have given me the self-respect and the self-love, and I had to work through a lot of things in order to get to where I'm at. And I would not change that for the world. And that's when I realized that this doesn't have a negative hold on me. It's just the devil and the demons trying to push me down that path and keep me low and keep me down and sad and feeling worthless. But I didn't want that anymore, so I changed it. And I realized that I needed to go through that course again, the course that I had created for myself, and because I had written it out and I had planned on going through it live and everything like that, but it didn't end up working out this time, which is fine because I know that this is something that is going to be very big. But right now I'm going through it myself just to make sure that everything I want is in there, that it's timed out correctly, and that it's spaced out well for what it is that I want it to do. And I think I said in the beginning that my Monday morning, I know this is all jumbled around, but stick close, this all makes sense, that my Monday morning kind of came out of nowhere, but it really, when I'm looking at it, it really didn't, because I started my day one of my forgiveness course a couple days ago and have been kind of slowly working through it, because the first couple of days is going through your past. Well, first of all, it's having a clear understanding of why you are going through this process, why you have signed up for this course, is how I'm looking at it as I'm writing it and going through it. But why is it that you really want to forgive blank, this specific area of your life? And I really want it to be something that you can definitely come back to and work through it in all areas, but focusing on one is going to be key for, like, not overdoing it for yourself. But once I did that, then it's looking at every single person that said a negative thing or did a negative thing to make you feel less than in that area, to where you were feeling low and questioning yourself and feeling worthless and doubting your abilities and doubting your power and doubting your strength and, like, doubting your future, basically. And writing every wrong thing that they did, but then also looking at what was a good thing that they did in your life as well. And as I've been going through that, and as I've been working through it, because this is something that I've been looking for outside sources to help me figure out. I still, and this is something that I've always enjoyed when people I follow or people that I work with or look up to will say that they're continuing to grow and mature and transform themselves, but I would always look for somebody to help me validate, like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. This is, I'm doing it right. I kept looking for somebody to validate me and say that, no, all of those negative things that people have said in the past, like, they don't matter. You're okay. You're fine. You're doing exactly what you need to do. You don't need to question it anymore. And I've had those people say that to me and work through it with me, but still, I couldn't see it myself. And that's when it just came to me today, that you hold the key to your own cage. And this is where my coaching and my programs really come into play, because it makes you confront what it is that you're actually doing that you don't want to admit. And that is claiming victim status. And that is not owning up to what it is that you actually can do. So I'm going to kind of break this down a little bit. You're going to get an inside scoop on my client's Monday morning email that they're going to get. And if you want in on that, just sign up to work with me privately. I'm opening up spots, but I feel like this is really important and I really just wanted to share it. But so there is no secret. There is no hidden path. There is no breakthrough that's going to happen in order for you to get to where it is that you need to go. And I know that that contradicts everything that's out there, that contradicts what I'm doing as well. But here's the thing. And this is with my coaching too. Like, I want to work myself out of a job. I don't want to be the one person that people rely on for forever. I just want to be a part of their journey to help them liberate themselves from the diet mentality and from the stress of fitness and from everything that they have put so much worth and effort and identity in, to finally break them free so they're able to live their life now and not when they have the perfect body or not when they have the perfect schedule or the perfect family or the perfect relationship or everything's all nice and tidy and neat and clean. But living in the mess and living in the stress and living in the fear and the worry and owning up to it. And over the last year, really, over the last year, I've hit rock bottom so many times, but now it's all a mindset. It's all a mindset. Rock bottom is so different for everyone. And I know I can pinpoint certain times in my life over this past year where people would say that is legit rock bottom, and I kept digging and kept digging, and there were times where I probably hit my lowest and I felt better than I had felt when I was just cruising along. But here's the thing, we're in this cage of doubt and fear and stress and worry, and we keep looking for somebody else to let us out, for somebody else to give us the key, to give us the breakthrough and the know-how and how to do it. But we know how to do it. We have the power. We're sitting in the cage asking and begging for help, for somebody to let us out, when the key is sitting right next to us. But we don't want to admit that we've gotten comfortable in that cage. We don't want to admit that we're afraid of what is actually out there. We've gotten comfortable with our insecurities. We've gotten complacent with our fears. We've gotten used to believing that this is just how it's going to be. This is as good as it's going to get. So I'm not going to expect more. I'm not going to work for more. I'm not going to believe that there is a different way out there, and that what I really want to do deep down in my soul is possible. I'm not going to believe that anymore because it's hard and everyone says it's hard and I need to just do it this way and not my way, and because my way isn't the right way. And we've gotten comfortable in that cage that we want so badly to get out of, and we want somebody else to fix it and to help us and to sell us something to do it, when we don't need any of that. And the thought that we are more powerful than what society is telling us is scary. Because we've been conditioned over years and a lifetime that we don't know what to do, that we don't have control, that we don't have the power, that we don't have the know-how, that there's somebody else better, smarter, stronger, faster out there that is going to tell us what it is that we need to do. And that's not the case. yes, we'll hire and find people that let us out of the cage and that let us feel comfortable, but then once they're gone or they start selling us other things, then we start questioning everything, and then slowly we start backing up into the cage again, and before we realize it, we've closed the door and locked ourselves back in, because you know what? That cage is comfortable. That cage, we know from corner to corner, from roof to floor, we know. And that's safe. We've locked ourselves in our own despair and in our own fears, and that is where we are safe. Even though we want so badly to get out, it's scary out there. It's scary outside of that cage. Because then people can see us, because then we're vulnerable. We're not hiding behind these iron bars of fear and insecurity and this front that we have it all together, or even just getting down on ourselves and I'm going to make fun of myself before anyone else can make fun of me. I'm going to point out my flaws before anyone else can, because then that validates and verifies that I'm really as bad and awful as I think I am. So I'm going to hide behind all of this, and I'm not going to open up, and I'm going to keep myself from the world in order to stay safe. And that's where the change happens. Because one day you realize that that key has been sitting next to you the whole time. And one day you're going to have the courage to pick it up, put it in the lock, turn it, and open that door. And then one day you're going to step out. And you're going to realize it was that easy. And this is where also forgiveness comes in too, is realizing that you had the power all along and not punishing yourself for not doing it sooner. Because there's a time and place for everything. For everything. There's a time and place to be big and bold and stand in who you are. And you know what? Sometimes there's a place where we just need to sit back and be quiet and reflect and not be loud and not be strong and not be out there, because it's just too much. And that's okay. It's okay. It's okay that you've let yourself sit in that cage with that key sitting right next to you for so long. Because it's scary. Because it's owning up to the fact that you can do it. You can set yourself free. Right now, you don't need another plan. You don't need another template. You don't need another timeline or a how-to. You can do it yourself. What I do with my clients is I show them this for themselves. Because I know you can do it, and it'll take a few years. And I know this too because of all of the other women and men that I follow that have been really dedicated and really grounded and really headstrong and super hyper focused on their goals. And then for a few months or a couple years, they kind of back off and don't really hear much until one day they resurface and they have this balance and they have this better understanding of making it work and living their life and not looking for outside validation and finding worth in themselves. Every driven and focused and competitive and athletic person will go through this in one way or another. What I do is help them fast track that, because I've gone through it. I've taken the years to get through it. I've taken the years to figure it out and do the experiments and focus on myself and go through this crap and forgive myself and forgive others and finally own up to what it is that I want to do and not feel guilty about it. And that's what I help my clients do. So I help them fast track what's going to take a few years to do, because it's trial and error at that point. But I just help guide them through. But I don't open their door. I don't hand them the key, and I don't turn the lock. I'm out there encouraging them that yes, you can do this. But a lot of the times, when they come to me, they've already opened their door. I'm just helping them step out of their cage. Because I am not your superhero, I am not your savior, I am not your guru, nor is anybody else that you feel is the missing link to why it is you aren't where you want to be. You have that power all along. You do, and you have, and you will forever. But it's a lot of responsibility to take hold of that, to actually take responsibility for your life, and to not just push it aside to bad luck or I'm just a victim or this is how it is. It's owning up to the fact that you actually have a say. God didn't give you these burdens to bear alone. In fact, he didn't want you to take them in the first place. You were supposed to give them to him right away. You're not supposed to hold on to it. You're supposed to enjoy life, to experience it, to grow and to change and to explore. You weren't meant to carry all that extra baggage. So why are you holding on to it? Why are you piling it up in your cage for that one day when you can finally get out and let it all fly free? Have that bonfire with all the papers and all the books that you've held on to, all the memories and stories of how you aren't good enough, all the experiences that lower your self-worth, all of the words that were like knives to your soul. You can let go of that now. But it's all down to choice. Because this key is sitting right next to you. All you have to do is pick it up and open the lock. So I'm curious what you think of that. Because I know I've heard it before, and I know we've all have. That we hold the key to our success. We hold the key to our happiness. We hold the key to our future. But did you actually realize how much that is true? And how simple it really is? Because we tend to overcomplicate things. We tend to look for outside validation and motivation and inspiration when it's really just you. You can get inspired and motivated by other people, but that's short-lived. Realizing all that you've done and all that you're capable of moving forward, all that you've survived and experienced and learned and how much you've grown because of it, I think that's pretty inspiring. You should be your biggest fan, your number one supporter, your biggest hype man. And if you aren't, I think that's where you need to start. Because opening that door is going to be a very inspiring and motivating move by one simple thing of letting yourself out. So I would love to hear what you think of that. I am opening up private spots to work with me. Like I said, I am not your savior. I am not promising a completely transformed life, even though that is what my clients have experienced and what I have experienced as well doing this work. But it comes down to you. You have to unlock the door and open it up. That's the first step, is taking ownership of your life and deciding that you want to do something differently. And once you do that, I am more than ready to encourage you, hold your hand, be your biggest cheerleader as we continue this to completely liberate you, set you free, and actually take ownership of your life and your health and find balance in it all. Because I know it's been hectic, I know it's been crazy, and I know it's been a lot. And as much as you find identity in your health and your drive and your competitiveness and your OCD and athleticism and all of that, I don't want to take it away. I just want to give you new perspective to it. So when you are ready, be sure to let me know. All of the links will be listed in the bio or right below, depending on where you're listening. Otherwise, feel free to check out jessiewallacher.com. Everything will be housed there. Otherwise, follow me on the socials of Facebook and Instagram. Those are all Jessie Wallacher as well. But I want to thank you for sticking with me through this Brain Dump Diaries podcast, through this brain dump of a mess right now. I really appreciate it. Like I said, this is my space to kind of get things out and to kind of talk things through for myself as well. And if you are interested on the spider web that I did mention before, the spider has moved. So that's exciting. But I hope you are having a fantastic day. And I would love to connect with you outside of this beautiful Brain Dump Diaries podcast. But until next time, have a fantastic day. And I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.